Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Sometimes my Cyrus, she had enough with you. She played country western too.
Sitting there strumming away in front of me, Miley playing with the guitar, playing it hard. Miley Cyrus doing it styling now. Miley Cyrus, here she come now with the guitar. Ooh, doing it styling. Miley doing it styling. She playing guitar and strumming in front of me, Miley.
What's up?
Oh 344 499 1000 is the telephone number. It's the late night alternative, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio. Listen via the DAB, listen via the app on your intelligent pocket telephone, or go online to talkradio.co.uk. It's a phone-in show unlike any other phone-in show. We will not be dwelling on the day's talking points that every other radio show has done. Doesn't mean you can't phone in about them. There are big stories that have been happening today, big anniversaries. Anniversary seems the wrong word when you're talking about something like Grenfell, doesn't it? But it is. It's a year, man. A year. If you want, if you feel the overwhelming compulsion to phone in and talk about that, not Grenfell, Manchester. Sorry, got the two confused. Manchester was a year ago. And Grenfell was a little over a year ago as well, wasn't it? What I'm saying is, all of phone-in radio has been about those two dark moments in humanity. And it would be kind of nice if these 3 hours were free of that darkness. However, if you want to phone in and talk about those moments, you'd be very welcome to. We don't turn many people away. Occasionally, if someone's been on like 3 or 4 days in a row, we might ask them to call back tomorrow. I can think of two people that are unwelcome on this show. One pretended to be someone else and claimed that she committed suicide, and one used to be in the BNP. That's it. It takes a lot to get banned from the show, you know. So if you want to talk about those two huge, horrendous, dark clouds that still cover parts of this country, and will cover parts of this country for a long, long time, you will be very welcome to. I'm certainly not going to turn you away for that. But what we try and do between 10 and 1 on the Late Night Alternative here on Talk Radio is try and just, I don't know, dick around a bit. Have a laugh. So tonight we have a yes word or S word. That's the game we play after midnight, where we play a song that a listener has sent in. And you phone up during the song and you say, yes, it's good, or no, it's a piece of S-H-1-T. Please don't say the swear word. Lots of people have been phoning up saying the swear word, and it doesn't help. Tonight's yes or S comes from former regular contributor to the show, Lane. I've not listened to it, so I don't know. We'll play that. Someone has done a remix of my Russian World Cup anthem. Although I've got to be honest, guys, all of the remixes so far have failed to capture the joie de vivre of the original song. So, again, I've not heard this one. I suspect it'll be rubbish. And also, have you seen that? This is a weird one, right? This is a weird one. And someone sent me an email. Have you seen the trailer for that kids film, like, about dogs? About dogs going undercover. Dogs going undercover. I don't know what it's called. I saw an advert for it on a bus today, and I've seen the trailer for it. Someone, comes out on the 25th of May, someone has sent me a really compelling argument that the film is a propaganda movie for paedophiles. Yeah, I know. I got the email and I read it and I thought, oh, this is a fruitcake. And they sent me a link. I clicked on a link because I was so intrigued. Now, assuming everything that someone had written a review pointing out it normalises grooming, not dog grooming, it normalises inappropriate sexual behaviour, right? If everything in that review is in the movie, then yeah, it's pretty weird. It's pretty weird. It's unlikely you've seen the film, because it doesn't come out until the 25th, but I know that sometimes for these kind of lower ranked kids' films, they often have preview screenings that people can go to and go and have a seat. So if it's a long shot, maybe you've seen it on a hooky VHS that you bought from a fella in the Tesco car park. It's a long shot. If you've seen the film, it's about dogs. It's about dogs going undercover. Then can you give me a call? 0344 499 1000. But this email, it so intrigued me, I clicked on the link, despite saying I never click on links. And it's a pretty compelling case to argue that it's basically a paedophile's charter. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Show dogs, thank you very much. 5 points to Catherine Boyle. 5-0 to Catherine so far. It won't stay that way for much longer. In the meantime, though, you can phone up. It will cost you pennies, probably free. You'll speak to Catherine. She'll take your name and number and we'll give you a call back. It's not like BBC London or London's Biggest C-Word. What would you like to say to the host? Uh-huh. OK. Well, we may give you a call back later. It's generally, what's your name? All right, we'll call you back. And then you get called back and you come on. You might wait a few minutes. You might wait a little bit longer than a few minutes. But you'll be listening to the show down the phone. And, you know, we had a guy phoning up yesterday to tell me that on Saturday afternoon he'd cleaned his cupboards. So we'll take anything. We will take... We'll even take Alan Caddick. Good evening, Alan. Flipping heck, man.
How are you?
Oh, well, that's none of your business, boy.
I'm in a good mood tonight, boy.
Why is that? Have you had some?
No, because we're coming up to the middle of the week.
Huh?
Because we're coming to the middle of the week.
Why does coming to the middle of the week put you in a good mood?
Because we're halfway through the week.
Yes.
And it's not long to the weekend.
Well, I know what the middle of the week means. I know what midweek, as we often abbreviate it to. I know what that means, Alan.
Or some people call it hump day.
Oh! But you're saying that because Tuesday is nearly the middle of the week, that gives you a weekday boner?
No, not yet.
Oh, not yet, but the night was so young.
I'll tell you who I really fancy.
Sorry?
I'll tell you who I really fancy.
You're going to tell me, despite not being prompted... Alan is going to tell me who he really fancies. Go on, Alan.
Lady Kadonk.
Flipping heck, man. Why?
Yeah, because I'm feeling the connection. Seriously, Fanny. There's a connection.
I know what the connection is. Shall I tell you?
Go on.
Fanny.
There we go.
No, not just like an intellectual connection.
Oh!
No, and then...
Lady Kadonk, if you're listening...
Run like the wind, run for your life.
Hello?
Hello?
Lady Kadonk, you there?
Yeah, she's you can hear her now.
Run like the wind, run for your life.
That's not Lady Kadonk.
Hello?
Are you Lady Kadonk?
Yes.
No, you're not.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Lady Kadonk's female.
Just shut it, pal.
Excuse me? You're skirting on me?
Yes.
Look, I can take you down to Chinatown.
Dear. What a radio programme this is.
Well, that's what you pay your licence fee for.
Are you real?
Yes, I am. Are you
who,
real?
Who are you?
Are you real?
Who's that?
Your worst nightmare.
Wow, gosh, it suddenly got very, very tense. Thank you for an excellent start to the show, Alan. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
I like mushy peas.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. We're off to a flying start. Let's go to Dan. Good evening, Dan.
Good evening, Ian.
Good evening, Dan.
Ian, I'm very confused.
Okay, welcome to the club, man.
Well, basically, I wrong. Obviously, I've just discovered your radio show last week. Okay.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
I love it so far. I'm not gonna lie. I'm absolutely loving it.
Yeah. Right. But
I rung Wednesday, and you said I was a lovely chap because I did a Mick Jagger impression, and I asked you which was better, the Beatles or the Stones, one of their songs.
Yes.
And then you said I was a troll because I liked Kasabian, and then did a Chris Tarrant impression.
Yeah. You're a troll because you like Kasabian. Yes.
Well, come on, man. I'm not a troll because of that.
Can I?
I'm a nice guy.
Can I tell you? Can I give you some wisdom?
Yeah, man. Go for it.
Why does life have to be so unfair?
You know what I'm saying, brother?
Not really, no.
Life is unfair. Kasabian are one of the suckiest bands of all Time. They ain't a band. They're just a bunch of people that own guitars and drums. They can't do nothing.
Yeah, but then you. I think you said Nickelback were in the studio. But then, like, Nickelback are even worse.
Did I say Nickelback were in the studio?
No, you said, like, Nickelback were outside or something. Like, Arthur Wright, you put the phone down.
Yes, the guy, Sam, who normally takes the phone calls, bums yeah. Really likes Nickelback.
Why? That's even worse.
I don't know. They are worse. But here's the kind of...
Why don't you get me to work on the show, then?
Because you're an idiot.
Oh, mate, come on, man. I was ringing up to, you know, get a cheering up. You know, it's Tuesday evening. I'm hoping for, a pick-me-up phone call. And I'm getting, shouted down the phone. I'm a troll.
Yes, you're a troll!
Man, don't do this to me, Ian.
I'm doing it to you, mate. Renounce. All you've got to do is renounce Kasabian.
Right, Ian, can I have some homework then? Who should I listen to? And I will report back to you tomorrow.
Okay. Okay. Well, you like The Who, yeah? Have you listened to The Who?
Of course.
You say of course because you like Kasabian, so I don't honestly know what you like.
Mate, I like basically anything that sort of... Okay, so these are the bands I like, okay? Oasis.
Oh, Jesus.
Foo Fighters.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Okay, go on. I'm asking you, Ian, what should I listen to, man?
Well, here's what you shouldn't listen to, right? Oasis and the Foo Fighters and Kasabian. It's rock by numbers.
Hey, Foo Fighters are quality.
No, they're not!
They are
lousy stadium rock. That's stadium rock as though it were written by a computer.
Ian, if you tell me to listen to something, right, tell me to listen to an artist right now, I'll go away, I'll do my homework, I'll listen to them, I'll listen to all of their best of, right?
Oh, you'll go straight to the best ofs. Wow, you really are committed
to
this.
No, I won't go straight to the best. I'll obviously, okay, fine. If you tell me what to listen to, I'll come back on the air tomorrow.
Here's what I'm thinking about this guy.
Off with his head.
But I'll bear with it. Didn't I tell you to go and listen to XTC, Fossil Fuel?
No, I think you said something. I think so.
Right, well, then that's your first lesson, and I set that lesson a week ago.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Go, and you haven't done your homework.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Lee. Don't put me in detention, Mr. Lee.
God, that got a bit weird, didn't it? That got a little bit kinky. There's a little bit of a kink on there. Oh, go and listen to the Kinks. There you go. Oh, sweet Lord, let's get this out of the way. Hang on a minute. I've got to psych myself up for this.
Come on, Ian.
Psyching myself up for this, because this is going to be hard.
Come on, Ian.
I'm psyching myself up. I've just dropped my guts. Cass, lucky she's not in the studio tonight. All right, Glyn, what you got for us tonight? I bet it's boring.
To be quite honest, Ian, I've got a slightly serious point. Moulton, Manchester, I live in Stockport. We're waiting for the bells ringing at 10:31.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm not messing around tonight. I'm not having a laugh. And if you could tell your listeners just to have a little minute for 10:31.
No.
No?
No. No.
Why not?
Well, because I'm not going to.
Okay.
If people want to, they will. And if people don't want to, they won't. I won't be. because I'll be doing this, and that isn't in any way meant to be disrespectful, because me and Kath were on air when the bomb went off, and we had to kind of cover it as it happened. But for me, a minute silence at the time the bomb went off...
No, Ian, I didn't say a minute silence. I just said we're going to listen to the bells. So if you could just ask your listeners just to take a slight moment.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to. I'm not going to.
Okay.
Because it was a year ago, and I know it's still very, very fresh in the minds. Will you let me finish, mate?
I apologise.
I know it's very, very fresh for everybody that was there, the families of the people that were there, and for many, many people who weren't there.
Yeah.
But I don't think, you know, I've thought about it a lot over the past 12 months. And you know what? Tonight I want to celebrate life, and I want to celebrate being alive, and I want to celebrate things. And just, you know, 10:31, having a little think. I don't like telling people when they should be having a little think. Because I think it puts... If people can't... I always feel guilty on Armistice Day because I forget the silence. Because I'm normally with the kids or I'm driving somewhere or Remembrance Sunday. Because I'm doing something. And then about 11:15, I go, oh, no. And I feel guilty. I feel guilty. And that society that's making me feel guilty doesn't mean I'm any less grateful for the sacrifices that were made to provide freedom for me and my kids. Doesn't mean I'm any less grateful at all just because at 11 o'clock I wasn't silent for 60 seconds. Listen, if that's what you want to do, then that is beautiful. Well done. If that's what other people want to do, that's great. It also seems a little bit odd to be doing it for the moment the bomb went off. That to me makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable.
Well, Ian, it's actually made Manchester. I mean, like I said, I live in Stockport, which is massive, massive suburb of Stockport. It's made the place closer. In a bizarre kind of way.
Tell me how, because I don't buy that, but tell me how.
When Manchester was Cottonopolis.
How far back are we going? We're not having a history lesson, are we?
No, we're not having a history lesson.
How has what happened a year ago brought Manchester closer?
Because Manchester became fractured.
Became what? Fractured, okay.
Yeah, like every big city does.
Yeah.
Including London, where I assume you live.
No, I don't, but carry on.
Well, okay, I apologise for that again. People are saying hello to each other more.
Because of the bomb?
Yeah. Whether you think that's ridiculous or not.
I didn't see, no, hang on. This is the second time in 30 seconds you've assumed something about me that's untrue. When was the last time you were in Manchester?
6 weeks ago.
Right, OK. People were saying hello more than they were a year ago.
Yeah, it's become more friendly. It's become more caring.
I don't quite buy that. I've been to Manchester. Me and Kath got robbed in Manchester. It was Manchester, wasn't it, Kath? Me and Kath got robbed in Manchester.
Kath wasn't with you tonight.
It's a third assumption you've made that's completely wrong, man. You've got to stop making assumptions. You haven't got a clue. We got robbed in Manchester of 10 grand's worth of equipment.
Where were you?
We were in Manchester. Got robbed of 10 grand's worth of equipment, right? And the people of Manchester could not have been more helpful in putting us back in contact with our 10 grand's worth of equipment. And they couldn't be more apologetic. I had to get a cab to where our equipment had been found by a Manchester resident. and a cab back. And I just got talking to the cab drivers and both of them apologised. So I'm really sorry that you got robbed in our city and I hope it won't put you off coming back. Both of them. Two cab drivers.
Because of a caring city.
Exactly. Catherine had to stand by a car with a smashed-in window while I went off for an hour trying to get our equipment back. People were coming up to her going, are you all right? Do you need a hand? What's happened to your window? Can I call someone? Do you want a cup of tea? So...
Yeah. Well, if you ever came to Manchester, Ian, and you were in trouble, I would help you.
I just said I was in Manchester and I was in trouble. And
if you ever came again and you were in trouble again, I would help you.
Okay.
That's the way we are.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the way people in Manchester are. I don't necessarily believe that Manchester is any closer, any friendlier now than it was 12 months and a day ago. I think it's always been prepared to help people and reach out, more so than London, partly because of the size, partly because of that cliche that people are friendlier up north. I do actually think there's a significant amount of truth in it. I don't think... And if I'm wrong, 0344 499 1000, I don't think the horrific murders that took place 12 months ago, I think we're just noticing it more because the attention is on Manchester. Manchester is one of the greatest cities in this country.
Ian, it's 10:31. I've got to go and listen to the bells, mate, because the church bells are ringing.
Okay, if you have to go and do that, you go and do that.
I'll speak to you about Manchester again one night, mate.
Okay. 0344 499 1000. Me and Catherine on air when it happened. It was flipping horrible. Do you remember? Everyone thought it was, first of all, it was a bomb. Then it was a speaker had exploded. Then it had been, some equipment had been dropped. And then it was a speaker had exploded again. We all knew it was a bomb, but we weren't going to jump to conclusions. It was horrific. It's the only one of the few times I've done this job and I've had the TVs on. I don't have the TVs on in the studio because I'm doing a radio show. I'm not doing a guy watching a TV show. But we had the TV on. And it was horrendous. If you feel, as we approach 10:31, that you want to, you know, switch off and have your own thoughts, then please do. I'm not knocking anyone that does that. But this show is, I want it a bit to be about celebrating life and celebrating the good things that we have, okay? And if that sounds insensitive, I really don't mean it to be. Very quickly, can I just say, one of the amazing things, and I won't dwell on this, because then this is kind of going counter to what the thing I'm pointing out. What's been amazing about all the coverage I've heard today, I listened to a lot of it on Radio 4 and a couple of other stations. Do you know what they didn't do? Do you know what they didn't do on PM on Radio 4? And this is amazing. They didn't mention the name of the twat that had the bomb. Didn't mention his name. Because normally... when they, looking back at a terrorist attack, when they're looking back at an idiot who's murdered loads of people, when you're looking back at a coward that's killed kids, little girls, they'll say the name. And no one said the name today. That's brilliant. That is brilliant, isn't it? Maybe, just maybe, the British press is getting its head right about how you deal with these absolute idiots that go around killing kids. Maybe the British press is just starting to get it right. Didn't mention the fella's name once. I don't remember his name. Good. Why should we? Rightfully, all of the coverage has been about all of the victims. That's what it should be about. 0344 499 1000. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
They could be dreaming and meeting each other in their dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Well, we've got three callers lined up. Their names all begin with G. Let's go to George first. Good evening, George.
Good evening, Ian.
Good evening.
Hasn't been much of a celebration of life so far.
No, every call is a celebration of life. Even the ones with the slightly darker tone to them, I think, are a celebration of life. Because Because, you know, life isn't all balloons and rainbows and you know, what do they call it? Space candy. It's hard work for a lot of people, isn't it?
It is. I'm wondering if we could make this call the beginning of our podcast. It would be quite nice to set it up that way.
We can do that. We can nick the audio from this and put this into the podcast. What would you like to say in this introduction?
Well, it's all been quite synchronistic, because this time 33 years ago, I'd been planning to release a series of 7 one-hour tapes.
Yeah.
They were going to be the Captain's tapes, The Key to Rainbow Land.
Yeah.
And we never got past the first tape for one reason and another. But now, 33 years later, I find myself wondering if we could do 7 one-hour podcasts.
We can do 7. Okay, do you know what? That's a great idea. We'll aim for 7 podcasts of up to an hour in length, maybe a little bit shorter, but up to an hour in length. And that can be the first 7. Let's aim for that. In fact, George, let's cut now to me and Catherine chatting to you in your living room.
Yes, wonderful. I look forward to that.
There we are. We've done that. Now in the podcast, George, it will be us having a chat in your living room.
Brilliant.
What time did we say we're coming tomorrow? Did we say 4?
3.
3? We said 3. Okay.
3 o'clock kickoff.
We'll be at 3 o'clock kickoff. Well, we shall be there. Here's the thing. What we'll do is me and Kath will come and just like have a chat with you and record some stuff. Give us a few tapes. Not too many. Give us a few. It will take... I tell you, I'm in the very early stages of moving house, so I haven't got the technology at my fingertips to convert the tape to digital media. I will once I've moved. It's going to be about 3 or 4 weeks, and then that's going to be the first thing I do when I get into my new house and all set up is convert your tape. So, about a month or so.
Brilliant.
But it's going to happen, man. It's going to be great. And I've got a lot of people that I know will be interested to hear it.
I've sorted out some really nice little bits of Peter Cook and a few other of my first phone-ins to
perfect, man.
Mike Dickin and Robbie Vincent.
Wow.
And,
hey, Robbie Vincent was supposed to come on this show, Catherine. What happened? I know he cancelled at one point and he never came back. We're supposed to get Robbie Vincent on. It's going to be brilliant, George. I'm really looking forward to it.
So am I.
And for those who are listening and going, what we're talking about, we're going to put out a series of podcasts, 7 episodes of me and Catherine just chatting to George about his life and his philosophy and his politics and some of the famous people he's met. And we're going to kind of intersperse it with collections, snippets, chunks from his audio tape collection. How many tapes have you got in that collection now?
I don't know. I haven't counted.
Well, that means a lot.
It is a lot.
We'll put it up
Hampstead today. I had a haircut specially for you.
I had a haircut today as well.
Oh, there you go. How much did you pay?
Oh, I paid 27 quid.
I paid 22 quid.
Oh, look at that. Look at us, the fancy nut cut. And we're going to put it out as a podcast and it's going to be free to listen to and, you know, and everyone can have it on their iPods. And I think it's going to be riveting.
I hope so.
No, I think it'll be good, man. I really think it'll be good. You've got stories to tell. You've got stories coming out your ears.
It's so nice that you're interested in hearing them, Ian.
Can't wait.
You are very special to me.
Yeah.
And
that's a lovely thing to say, man. Thank you.
Well, it's true.
Thank you.
And as I say, I really look forward to seeing you both tomorrow.
Do you make cups of tea, George?
Yeah, what else? What sort of cakes do you like?
Oh, no, don't. No cakes. I'm trying to lose weight. I'm on a diet.
You're on a diet?
I can't have a cake.
Well, I've got to get you something.
Well, just get a cup of tea. A cup of tea will do us.
Good.
That'll do us. George, we'll see you tomorrow about 3 o'clock, mate.
I really look forward to it.
Thank you, fella. Take care. Ta-ta.
Bye-bye.
There we go. That's happening. It's going to be a series of podcasts. And I think it's going to be, you know, it's not going to... Well, it could be the new serial. Could be the new Guys We Shagged. Is that what it's called? It could be the new My Dad Wrote a Porno. Could be. The Rainbow George Diaries, the Rainbow Connection. I don't know what it's called, but we'll come up with something, and I think it's going to be really interesting. I'm really looking forward to it.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.